Heltzik First Nations member Kelly Brown got close enough in his boat to make out the name of a grounded tug.
Nathan E. Stewart sunk. And there's fuel just flowing out of the boat.
He shared video of the encounter in the Inside Passage that was reposted by the Vancouver Sun. Fortunately, the tug's accompanying fuel barge had delivered its load in Ketchikan and was nearly empty. Still, around 26,000 gallons of diesel and other oils from the southbound tug Nathan E. Stewart spilled that morning. An investigation later found a crew member had fallen asleep during watch. Nearly 2 years later to the day, the Heltzik Tribal Council filed a lawsuit against the BC and Canadian governments. The suit also names crew members and their employer, Houston-based Kirby Corporation, which regularly ships fuel from Washington State to ports in Alaska. The Heltzik First Nations Hereditary Chief Frank Brown addressed reporters in Vancouver.
Our law has been violated, and the legal action we are taking in the BC Supreme Court today is our attempt, our bid, to hold industry and government accountable for this negligence.
The Kirby Corporation released a short statement saying its lawyers were reviewing the claim the company would defend its interests in court. BC's Environment Ministry said it's committed to engaging with the First Nation tribe as appropriate for a federally led initiative seeking ocean protection. Citing the lawsuit, neither would comment further. The October 13, 2016 spill ignited concerns about Canada's spill response capabilities in the Inside Passage. It reportedly took the first Canadian Coast Guard vessel 20 hours to reach the spill site from its port in Prince Rupert. The Heltzik First Nations has been pushing for spill response capabilities of its own. Those efforts were redoubled last November when an Alaska-bound fuel barge ran into trouble near Bella Bella, BC. The northbound Jake Shearer broke free from the fuel barge it was towing. This time it was fully loaded with about 3.7 million gallons of various petroleum fuels. But its crew was able to drop anchors before it hit the rocks. Marilyn Slett is the elected chief counselor of the tribe. She said Alaska-bound fuel barges remain a worry around her hometown, Bella Bella.
And our community has definitely raised a lot of concern around the articulated barges. And, you know, certainly we're living through the experience with the Nathan E. Stewart and the near miss with the Jake Shearers.
The Canadian government has proposed exclusionary zones for oil tankers in the Inside Passage, but the Alaska-bound fuel barges are below the tonnage threshold and would be exempt from the rule. The lawsuit seeks damages for the loss of clam beds the tribe says remain contaminated since the spill. It also accuses Kirby Corporation of recklessness by having only one crew member available to stand watch at night. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.